guess if you had any concern about Ben Bishop's wrist, he proved it was perfectly fine on that pass.
I liked, obviously I liked that part of it, but I liked the rest of his game just as much. I thought he was in command of his game. I felt bad for him on the second one because we kind of, everybody was trying to make the right play and they got a good bounce on that. But I thought he didn't see a ton of action, but he was there, especially in our PK. And as I said, I thought he had command of his game. He was good.
So I assume you liked the new overtime move and you had to have the long change?
Well, if that's what they were looking for, they sure got it. It's a power play and it happened so fast. Not sure. I mean, their whole team changed, so it was a heady play by our guys, though, to post up and send that up right away. And if that's what the NHL was looking for, they got it.
With all the hype that's been around this team, was it nice to just get that first game out of the way? And
obviously, yeah, I think it's those home openers are tough because there's the long ceremony in the beginning, and it's really exciting, and everybody's jacked up. Your coaches, everybody's all fired up for the game, and I think you see it in the play. It's a little scrambly, a little jumpy. Everything wasn't crisp for either team, and you can say what you want about the preseason. Everybody's kind of gearing up for the regular season, but nobody really has their full teams in, and you're not playing at the heightened pressure and all those other things that go into the game. Even when we played Florida the last preseason game, you could tell both teams basically coasted through the last 30 minutes of the game. But tonight, it was get after a time, and it just, your timing, everything's off a little bit, so but you can't let these games slip, and in the end, we got the 2 points we needed. We gave one up, but when you play these games, you want to get in and get two, and we did that, but by no means were we sharp tonight. I thought we weren't crisp. The puck was bouncing all over. I don't know if the building was hot. And for both teams, it wasn't just us, ultimately, the boys gamed it out. It's one-goal games. You have to win them, and especially you have to win them at home, and they did tonight.
Pretty exciting home opener for the fans there, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's what we do. We want to make sure that they come back to the next one. So we give them a little bonus hockey and then make it exciting. Give Florida credit. They played us hard. They're hard to play against, and they've got an all-star goalie back there that makes saves for them. So, you know, we got probably a little fortunate that we outpower played them 7-3, and our special teams were up to the task today because, you know, 5-on-5, we didn't muster much.
You'd be pretty happy with the resolve of your team there to come back, you know, down 1-0, down 2-1.
Yeah, that's always a little nerve-wracking, too, when you go that first goal, and it's, you can just tell the fans and the anticipation of us scoring, and then they score first, but we didn't score too long after, and I think that's kind of pumps your tires back up again. And I was really proud of our kind of fight back after they scored the first one.
As Florida tried to establish themselves territorially and physicality, and then they start taking some penalties, how important is it to kind of cash in on those opportunities?
Well, it's special teams are a huge part of the game, and people are going to look at the box score and say, "Oh, well, look at Tampa's power play; they went 3-for-7." But people may not look and say, "Well, killed off all three, and one was late in the third." So you need them both working, and especially when we just weren't getting too much 5-on-5. Special teams bailed us out, and you got to win those wars, regardless of if both power plays are over and you get a shorthanded goal, you're still winning the special teams war, and we did that tonight.